Hi there, friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Are you ready to help us? My name is Anna, and we need to help Mr. E solve the mystery today. Our topic is mystery. The title of our lesson is The Toy Store. The Toy Store. All right, Peter, we have a mystery about a toy store today. Do you like toy stores?
Of course, I love toy stores. They are so much fun. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
So, Peter, why do you like the toy store?
Anna, because it's the toy store. There are so many fun things to see, and you can play with the toys. Oh, I spend all my time in the toy store.
Oh, I forgot. You're kind of like a kid sometimes, Peter. You really like toys. Well, I like toys too.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my parents would take me to the mall, and they would bring me to the toy store. My brother and I would play there the whole time. They would go off and shop, but we would just stay and play with those toys.
Well, it's time for our Christmas mystery, so let's find out what happens.First, let's go to Christina for today's keywords.
Hello, 玩具店昨天晚上遭小偷了。偷东西的动词是 steal, 它的过去式是 stole. Someone stole some toys last night. Mr. E 问经理小偷偷了什么东西。What did the thief steal? 名词小偷就是Thief. 在办案的过程中经理讲到刚被炒鱿鱼的 Sam, 他老是迟到。经理之前也给了他再一次的机会。机会就是 chance. The manager gave him another chance. 不过 Sam 还是迟到所以就被解雇了。他还蛮生气的。Sam was angry. 形容词 angry 就是生气的。你觉得 Mr. E 最后会不会抓到小偷呢？小偷到底会不会把东西归还给玩具店呢？ Will the thief return them to the store? 动词 return 就是归还。
On Saturday morning, I get a call. The call is from a toy store. Someone stole some toys last night. I go to the store and look around.There are decorations everywhere, and I see a broken window. I talk to the manager.
What did the thief steal?
The manager says,
The thief stole Tan Furry Friends. They're very popular toys.
On Saturday morning, Mr. E gets a phone call.We use the word on for talking about days. On Saturday, on Thursday.
That's right, Anna. But for a specific hour or time, we use the word at. At 2 o'clock. At 11:30. And for months, we use a different word. The word in. Such as in December. In November.
Wow, that can be confusing. Let's practice.Okay, Peter, I'll give you a month, a date, and a time. August, Thursday, 12 o'clock.
Okay, in August, on Thursday, at 12 o'clock. Okay, Anna, your turn. April, Monday, 1 o'clock.
In April, on Monday, at 1 o'clock.
Very good. That was good practice, everyone.
All right. Well, in part one, it says Saturday morning. We use the day first, then we say morning or afternoon or night.
That's right. Saturday morning, Thursday afternoon, Tuesday night.
So, Saturday morning, the call is from a toy store. Someone stole some toys last night.
Oh, no. Stealing is not good. That's when you take something without paying for it. And toys? Think of the children.
Well, Peter, that's so sad. I feel so bad for that toy store and the children.
Mr. E, you better solve this mystery. I want to find this thief.
Peter, what's a thief?
Well, that's a person who takes something. That is a thief. Like the person who stole the toys. Thief! Thief! Think of the children!
Hey, Peter, calm down. I know you love toys, too. But this Mr. E is really good at solving mysteries. He's a good detective, and he will find that thief.
Anna, I keep talking about the toys, but what kind of toys are they?
Oh, that's a good question. They are furry friends.
He stole furry friends? What's a furry friend? What furry friend?
Furry friends. They are a kind of toy. They're very popular.
Oh, I didn't know those were popular. But I do know something that is very popular. Today's
calendar phrase!
They are very popular.
They are very popular.
这些很受欢迎。
You wear crazy hats.
Yeah, they are very popular.
And you wear crazy glasses.
Yeah, they are very popular.
And you wear crazy shirts.
Yeah, they are very popular.
Why do you wear crazy things?
I want to be popular.
They are very popular.
They are very popular.
这些很受欢迎。
Who helped you decorate the store?
I ask.
My employee Sam. Well, my former employee Sam.
The manager tells me.
I know Sam.
I say.
What happened?
Sam was always late. I gave him one more chance to be on time yesterday. He was late again. I fired him. He was angry.
I must talk to Sam.
I say.
He might know something.
All right, well, today our mystery takes place at a toy store. Someone is stealing furry friends. That's a popular toy.And Mr. E talks to someone at the store. He asks this person some questions. What's the first question Mr. E asks?
Well, the first question he asks is, who helped you decorate the store? And that is also today's grammar point. I think Rebecca has something to say about it.
Hey, everyone! If you want to ask someone,who helped them do something, you can use this grammar point. Who helped you, verb and noun. For example, who helped you wash the car? Or who helped you do your homework? Ready? Go on and use it!
Thank you, Rebecca. Friends, let's practice together. Hey, Anna, you look nice today. Who helped you?Pick out your clothes.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Well, my friend Lillian helped me pick out my clothes. So, who helps the manager?
Hey, Anna, aren't you going to say, I look nice today? And ask me who helped me pick out my clothes?
Oh, sure, Peter, I forgot. You look nice today. Who helped you pick out your clothes, Peter?
I picked my clothes out myself.
Wow, I can tell. It's very nice. Well, anyway, Sam is the one who helped decorate this store. He's a former employee. What does former mean, Peter?
Oh, former, that means he used to be an employee, but now he's not. Maybe you were a student, but now you are not, so you were a former student.
Good example. So, What happened? Why does Sam not work there anymore?
Well, he was always late. When you are late, you are not on time. And this guy, Sam, was always late. That is not a good employee.
Yeah, the manager gave him one more chance to be on time, but he was late again. Let's go to Christina for more about this sentence.
经理说昨天已经给了 Sam 再一次的机会，希望他能够准时上班。I gave him one more chance to be on time yesterday. 我们要给人再一次的机会，就可以用这个句型来表达。Give someone one more chance to do something. 来造句练习一下吧。They gave her one more chance to tell the truth. 他们给了她再一次的机会说实话。或者 We'll give you one more chance to join us. 再给你一次机会加入我们。这个句型你也试试看吧。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, Anna, guess what's in my hand?
I don't know, Peter. Your clipboard?
No, I'll give you one more chance.
Thanks for giving me one more chance. I'm still guessing it's your clipboard.
Very close. I have a clipboard and my notes.
Whatever, Peter.
Okay, well, Sam was late again. Even after one more chance to be on time, what happened?
The manager fired him. Oh, that's not good. He might be a little angry about that. Well, friends, we have a lot more to find out after the break. Let's solve this mystery together. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Friends, welcome back from the break. Hey, Anna, you're fired.
Fired? Why?
Oh, I'm just joking. I don't mean you're fired. You can stay and teach.
You mean you don't mean it?
Nope.
You're just joking?
Yeah.
Well, I quit.
Oh, no, don't quit. Don't quit. We still have one more part to talk about.
Peter, I'm just joking.
Oh, very good.
Hey, friends, let's go to part three together to solve this mystery. Here we go.
I find Sam.
Hey, Sam.
I say.
How's your job at the toy store?
I don't work there anymore.
Sam answers.
The manager fired me for no reason.
Did you steal some toys to get even?
I ask.
No, I didn't steal any furry friend toys,
says Sam.
Oh, yes, you did.
I answer.
Return them to the store today.
How did you know?
Sam asks.
In part three, Mr. E finds Sam, and he asks Sam some questions. How's your job at the toy store?
This is a good question to practice. How is your something? Let's practice together. How is your cold, Anna? Are you feeling better?
I don't have a cold, Peter, but that's a good question to ask. Peter, how's your Chinese?
My Chinese? Well, 还不错，我进步了。What can I say? Thanks for asking, Anna.
Hey, not bad, Peter. I am impressed. So, how does Sam answer Mr. E's question? He says, I don't work there anymore.
That's right, because he's a bad employee. He's never on time. He is always late. That's why the manager fired him.
That's not what Sam says. He says the manager fired him for no reason. What does that mean? If something is for no reason, well, that's a good reason for going to Christina for some help. Here she is.
Hey! 面对 Mr. E 的询问 ，Sam 说经理无缘无故的就解雇他了。The manager fired me for no reason。我觉得句尾的 for no reason 在生活中很实用，它就是用来表达没来由的、无缘无故的。我们来练习一下造句。We can't just yell at someone for no reason. 我们不能无缘无故的就对人大吼大叫啊。再来看一个例子。The baby started crying for no reason. 宝宝无缘无故的就开始哭了。片语 for no reason, 无缘无故的，请你也造句试试看吧。
Thanks, Christina.And I can think of a way to practice this phrase. I can take Anna's clipboard for no reason.
Peter, hey! Well, I can take yours.
Hey!
But I have a reason.
Okay, okay. I had a reason too. I was teaching the phrase for no reason, okay? So now can you return my clipboard?
Let me think about that for a while.Friends, what does return mean?
Well, Anna, you know what it means. It means to give something back, okay? So can you please return my clipboard to me?
All right, I just wanted to get even.
Oh, get even. Yeah, you got even. Can we continue with the lesson now?
Of course, Peter. Let's see, where were we?
Well, we were talking about Sam. He said the manager fired him for no reason.
Right, but that's not true. The manager fired him because he was always late. The manager even gave him another chance, but he was late again.
Yeah, then he got angry. Oh, so Mr. E thinks he wanted to get even. Let's talk about this phrase.I remember getting even with my brother when I was a kid.
I know what you mean, Peter. Your brother does something you don't like, and then you want to get even with him, so you do something he doesn't like.
Yes, exactly. Getting even.
So Mr. E asks him, did you steal some toys to get even?
And Sam says, no, I didn't steal any furry friends.Oh, he's lying. He's lying.
Really? How do you know that, Peter?
Mr. E didn't say anything about furry friends.
Oh, he just said some toys were stolen. But then Sam said, I didn't steal furry friends. How did he know they were furry friends?
Good job, Mr. E. Well, I think it's time for us to review our keywords, so let's say them together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Steal. Steal. Don't steal anything.
Thief. Thief. A thief steals things.
Chance. Chance. Give me a chance. I can do it.
Angry. Angry.Sean lost the game. He got angry.
Return. Return. Please return my book. I need it. All right, friends, remember to practice your keywords today. And now let's watch our mystery lesson one more time. Follow along.
On Saturday morning, I get a call. The call is from a toy store. Someone stole some toys last night. I go to the store and look around. There are decorations everywhere. And I see a broken window. I talk to the manager.
What did the thief steal?
The manager says,
The thief stole 10 furry friends. They're very popular toys.
Who helped you decorate the store?
I ask.
My employee Sam. Well, my former employee Sam.
The manager tells me.
I know Sam.
I say.
What happened?
Sam was always late. I gave him one more chance to be on time yesterday. He was late again. I fired him. He was angry.
I must talk to Sam,
I say.
He might know something.
I find Sam.
Hey, Sam,
I say.
How's your job at the toy store?
I don't work there anymore,
Sam answers.
The manager fired me for no reason.
Did you steal some toys to get even?
I ask.
No, I didn't steal any furry friend toys,
says Sam.
Oh, yes, you did,
I answer.
Return them to the store today.
How did you know?
Sam asks.
Ginger, where did all of these toys come from?
The toy store!
Oh, did you buy them?
No, someone gave them to me for free.
Free?
Yeah, he got them from the toy store.
So he bought them and then gave them away?
No, he got them for free.
Oh, does he work at the toy store?
He did, but he got fired.
Oh, well, maybe he stole these toys.
Why would he do that?
To get even?
Oh, no! What should we do?
Call the police?
Yeah! After I play with the toys. Oh, so much fun. I love toys. Mm.
Well, friends, Mr. E solved another mystery, and you practiced your English. Remember to come back tomorrow for another lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.